living in trash. Oakland PD was called to assess the situation. Officer, I just couldn't believe it. I'm glad you're here, but we just saw a child there. You guys were talking to a child. Is everything okay?
There's people, there's whole families, there's adults, there's juveniles, there's pets.
There are kids living out here?
Yes, there's kids living in RVs.
So why isn't, like, the state called in to get the kids out of here?
I don't have all those answers for you, all right?
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Can I do it for you, sir? No, but I just want to make, this child's not being abused.
She's reunited with their mother.
Okay, child got lost?
No, she's not. She's with the mom.
Okay. You've got a mom and a child.
How old's your baby?
He is almost a month. Oh, 2 months, actually. You are a month now. Yeah.
And you've been living out here with the baby for how long?
For a minute now. I've been pregnant out here.
All right, so there are children living out here.
There are some children that's living out here.
It's crazy.
Like this young lady, she went into labor. She used to come to one of our shower services because once upon a time last year we did portable shower services.
So you got diapers here, you got bottles, you got tarps.
We went and bought these for her.
Why are there so many kids out here?
If the politicians and the mayor do a little something more than what's being done, then things could change around. Because once upon a time, if they had 12 complaints or more on a property that wasn't being taken care of, Alameda County was supposed to seize that property.
As you can see, I am very tired. And not really too much for him. He's great. It's just this environment is tiring.
How long have you been in Oakland?
Almost 2 years now.
2 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came here to take care of my auntie, and then she, like, I don't know, she, like, kind of bailed out. And then I just been here.
You couldn't get back home to New Orleans?
I don't want to. I lost everything there. My dad, my big brother, it's not home anymore. So, and I wanted to see more before I die. You know, like, it's so beautiful out here. Y'all, sunsets and sunrises are the most beautiful I've ever seen so far in my travels.
This is, again, another sad state of affairs here in Oakland, California, where you have homeless encampments, RV encampments on pretty much every single corner. This has been just normalized, yet this is a tragedy on America's streets. And the crisis has exploded out of control.
أحببته منذ أن أحسست نبضاته تجتاح.
Capital Police Officer Lady, so it's okay.
Hey, yo, guys,
this what you're seeing on your screen right now is not another country. It's America. And this little gathering here of Muslims was in the city of Irving, Texas, where two Sharia law courts are operating and have already ruled on over 300 cases. Now, do you understand how serious this Islam problem is, America? Yes, two Islamic tribunals operate in the United States, functioning as voluntary arbitration panels, applying Sharia law and Sharia principles in civil disputes like divorce and inheritance. This is how it starts. Just like the UK, slow at first. And then boom, it's here. These setups comply with Texas arbitration laws, but according to the Constitution of the United States of America, there is no other law allowed in the land except for the Constitution. And if this wasn't bad enough, the NYPD is teaching people how to wear hijabs. This speaks for itself. It's a soft takeover, one step at a time. And this is how they do it. What are you going to do about it?
Looking for another 100,000 ladies wearing hijabs in the near future as an NYPD.
You're in a potty now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, they haven't trespassed. Hello, my friends. That seems like nice designer subsidized clothing you have there. Would any of you like to give a comment towards the fact that the final injunction was failed and you're allowed to stay here?
Are you posing as security, my friend, yeah? You're security, yeah? You are security, so where's your badge?
I'm not allowed to.
Officer, you just heard him. You just heard
you're not allowed to.
He's posing security, yes? He's posing security. He hasn't got an SAA badge on display.
That's an arrestable offence, no?
So, of course, the Bell Hotel, the injunction was failed and these people are still allowed to be here. My original arrest actually listed this as their residence, so it's a bit more permanent than a hotel. Of course, these places aren't made for long-term accommodation, so I think that firstly this is the failed project of multiculturalism on display, a barricaded, once nice hotel now being used to exploit the most vulnerable within society, and you now have the improper use of these places to facilitate the mass importation of these foreign criminals.
Is this reminiscent of anything that you've seen in London or in the UK?
Yeah, so I left the UK 10 years ago because I saw this taking over. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Islam is compatible with the West. And as much as they want to assimilate and respect the law of the land, their women are still covered. They still do not have as many rights as Western women. I don't feel safe in these communities if I was walking through there alone. I do feel safe in Poland. The problem is the governments, they don't stand up for the people of the country. So my family were in the UK for generations and we felt abandoned by our government. We felt as if they were protecting the asylum seekers and the migrants over the citizens, the natural citizens.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell.